Oh, hello, doctor.
I've been good. You?
Yep, just here for my checkup. That's why I'm wearing this gorgeous paper gown. No, nothing has changed since I was here last. My last period, I think it was when I had to visit my family. So that would be 2 weeks ago. Fun times. Yeah, my periods are fine. Well, normal anyway. How many sexual partners have I had in the last year? So forward. I know you have to ask that. I have had zero partners this year. Way to rub it in. Exam time. Okay, I can do this. What? No, I'm fine. Sort of. It's fine. It's fine. Here we go. Don't you love this crinkly sound? These paper gowns are so hot. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now. Ooh, your hands are cold. Yeah, that's better. My nipples? Well, cold fingers, remember? Do I do self-breast exams? Well, I like to touch them, but probably not how you mean. I'm so sorry I shouldn't have said that. I was deflecting. I do not do self-exams regularly. I am the worst. Yes, I know how. I just forget, okay? You want me to show you? Like, now? Alright. I use my index finger and my middle finger, and I start on the outside, like this, and I move my fingers around slowly, making sure to feel everything. Is that correct, doctor? Well, yeah, my hands are cold too. It is totally not because you're watching me feel myself up. Oh my god, I'm sorry, just kill me. No, I'm just embarrassed. Look, there's something I should explain. I'm kind of high right now, or maybe more than kinda. It's not my fault. So this morning, my roommates and I were talking about how awkward these kind of appointments are, and apparently they thought it'd be funny to give me a magic brownie without telling me. Right? They're such jerks. I'm supposed to be more laid back and relaxed now, but it's having other side effects. Can we not talk about it? Yeah, I know that you're a doctor and it's your job to talk about these sorts of things, but maybe not exactly about this sort of thing. What am I talking about? Well, I guess you gotta find out anyway. Arousal. I'm worried about leaving a wet spot on this crinkly paper-covered table. Wouldn't be the first time. Oh, yeah. I guess you deal with fluids of all types. So, how about that storm last night? Crazy. I kept waking up, and my dog was not having it. I finally had to let her get in the bed with me. Yes, I am stalling. I know it's time for the rest of the exam. All right. I'm scooching or scooting or whatever. Yay, stirrups. Have you ever used them? I mean, have you ever been naked with your feet in the stirrups? I think you should. It's very breezy. Also, totally embarrassing. I know you see them all the time. That is not as comforting as you might think. You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm going on strike. I'm not going to lay down, legs spread wide, until you do it first. You don't even have to get undressed. You can get the idea while fully clothed. Sure you can. I'll help. Okay, doctor. Your turn.
I know it's not professional.
Humor me. Have you heard of a little something called doctor-patient confidentiality? Well, it works both ways, you know.
Probably.
Ah, come on. If you do it, I'll tell you a secret. A relevant secret.
Fine. But you promise to get in the stirrups?
Okay.
My roommates thought they were being, quote, helpful with the magic brownie because I told them that I have a little crush on you.
You don't look surprised, which makes this even worse. Excuse me while I hide under this paper sheet.
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. I get it. Still mortifying.
You will?
Best doctor ever.
Yeah, fair's fair. Now just lie back.
All right, I'm going to put your feet in the stirrups. You're taller than I am. I need to adjust these things. I don't know how to... Okay, there. Now give me your other foot. There.
Now scoot down so your ass is almost off the table.
Good doctor. Now spread those legs for me.
Oh. Okay. How do you feel?
Weird? Yeah. What else?
You feel exposed.
Yes. That's the idea, I guess.
I can certainly see a lot of you.
Whew. Shall I do an exam of my own, doctor?
I know I don't have the training, but I'm always complimented on my bedside manner.
Wow, your crotch is right there, isn't it?
My eyes are up here. Really? Can I tell you something? I find male anatomy fascinating. In a sciencey way, of course.
Well, because your reproductive organs are on the outside. I'm serious. All that swagger and machismo, what is it for?
Yes, I know testosterone, but that's the how, not the why.
The why is to protect.
To protect these dangly bits.
Practically always on display.
Well, yeah, sure, you wear pants and underwear, presumably.
But if you get aroused, women get called all sorts of filthy names. They get slut-shamed, and yet we keep that shit in our pants. You guys, on the other hand, well, a hard-on isn't gonna be stopped by pants.
Is it, doctor?
No,
it isn't.
Just so vulnerable.
Is it okay if I just rub my face against it, doctor? Just between us? Thank you.
Fuck, you smell so good.
Does that feel nice? I think it'd feel nicer if I tasted it. Don't you, doctor?
I knew you'd see it my way.
Oh my. It looks delicious.
How does that feel?
Good.
I've fantasized about this so many times.
I find balls, sorry, testicles, so interesting too. I like when they're like soft and dangly, and I love when they swell and tighten. They're fascinating creatures.
Mind if I give yours a suck? Thank you. You have to be more quiet, doctor. We don't want to be disturbed, do we? Do you want a tongue depressor to bite on? You may wish you had it when you feel my throat. Yeah, you liked that? I certainly do. And I just realized something. We have all this loop here going to waste. Shall I do a prostate exam, doctor? Excellent. As delicious as it was to suck your cock, I gotta admit that I like watching it twitch there while I get ready. There we go. Nice and slick. Just lie back and relax, doctor. This won't hurt a bit. I've always wanted to say that. You're so nice and tight. Does that feel good when I press my fingertip in just a bit? Good, doctor. Shall I give this poor neglected cock some licks while we do this? Don't forget to stay quiet. You're taking this finger so well. Oh, that was quite the reaction. This must be your prostate. I thought so. I'm not sure you'll be able to stay quiet if I keep going like this. Do you want me to pull out and get a tongue depressor, or would you just prefer using your tie as a gag? Okay. No pulling out. The tie it is. The sooner it's in your mouth, the sooner I get going again. That didn't take long. Good. I want to get this cock back in my mouth now. Oh, doctor, you're so close. Do you want to come in my mouth? Of course. I'll get you all cleaned up and ready for your next patient. Would you like that? All you have to do is keep your slightly wrinkled, rather damp tie on. Yeah? Good, doctor. That was amazing. Let me get you cleaned up. There. All done. We'll just get him put away. Okay. Need a hand getting up? Yeah, I bet. Here you go. Your tie could use a little work. Yeah, it's noticeable, but I don't think gag is what will come to mind. I think people will probably just think you spilled something on it. Okay. Best doctor's exam ever. I know you didn't get to finish my exam. I suppose I'll just have to schedule a follow-up.